This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
We're going to do takeaway of the year. And so go ahead, put in your notes your biggest takeaway for the year. We'll be blessed to join you. Oh, here he goes. We're ready to go. Thank you, Nick. My takeaway for the year is about distance, and it's the distance between, oh, Nick, you got a little feedback there, distance between behavior. Do you hear that, Nick? Sorry.
I think Ramon's on mute. I couldn't figure out how to
promote him. You're on mic. Okay, there. Sorry about that. So the biggest way for my ear is about distance, the distance between your behavior and the outcome, results, and consequences, and figuring out how do I shorten, lessen the distance between my behavior and the results, outcomes, and consequences that I want or better. And the reason that that takeaway is so important is that the failures that I see, the disappointments, setbacks, voids, shortages, and obstacles that I see in my own life and other people's life are situated in that distance, the distance between behavior and results, outcomes, and consequences. And the reason that it exists there is because we don't have, as humans, capability of understanding or knowing the instant result of behavior, which is progress. And the instant result that occurs from good behavior is good progress, and the instant result of bad behavior is bad progress. And eventually, if we don't shorten the distance between the outcomes, results, and consequences that we want or better, and the behaviors that are put forth towards that potential, we're going to quit. And it's bad behavior, and we don't see the consequences, results, or outcomes, the negative progress, we're going to continue. And both of these will create an exponentiality of outcomes that we don't want if we quit the good behavior and don't quit the bad behavior. And so my biggest takeaway for the year is understanding the capabilities that we have as human beings and trying to shorten the distance between the behavior that we feel will best put us in a position that's better, a better situation, or a better outcome, a better result, or a better consequence, and that result, consequent, and outcome that is better. And what I found is it takes two things to shorten that distance. The first thing is wisdom. And wisdom can and will be created by surrounding ourselves with the right people and the right ideas. So showing up here to Friday trainings or to the Breakfast of Champions or reading the right books or listening to the right books or podcasts or showing up to the right events or surrounding yourselves with the right people that feed you, not bleed you. And when we realize that the wisdom of mentorship, of teachers, of coaches, mentors who give us directions to where they are or where we want to be, teachers who teach us how to take the steps in order to effectuate that directive or that pursuit, and then finally coaches that bring the best out of us. And you know, some people are capable of doing all three for us. But my biggest takeaway, Nick, and I think will have the greatest contribution to myself and my fans, friends, and family, is to help them with, number one, the wisdom to shorten the distance between their behavior and the outcomes or consequences and results that they want are better. But most importantly, the second component to shorten that distance is faith. And the best option, faith, that I have found in order to effectuate shortening that distance is a faith that there's something bigger than us, something bigger than us that is omniscient and all-powerful and all-knowing, that loves us, protects us, and promotes us even more than our mom. And so you know, with wisdom and faith, we can shorten the distance between behaviors, outcomes, results, and consequences. And so that's my takeaway, Nick. And I'm going to turn back to you to reset the room as well and to give us your takeaway, Nick.
Absolutely. My takeaway for the year, and then I'll go ahead and reset the room and start to take some takeaways from the community here. My takeaway for the year is a quote between David and his good friend Clinton Sparks they had shared with me, and it just resonated very deeply, which is, be careful what you say, because you're always listening. And that has really resonated with me as it pertains to self-talk, both in a very negative sense. I think a lot of us can always be our own strongest self-critic, right? But it's always very important to be intentional about what we're saying, both internally as well as externally, because you are always listening. Even David had developed my understanding even deeper by sharing with me that, and David, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was 80% or 90% of our thoughts are reoccurring, and of those, a very, very high percentage of as well are negative thoughts, right? So it's just something that I think myself, as well as everybody in this community, is intentional about. But if we become even more intentional and give it the attention it deserves, it will help us, you know, continue to level up and empower ourselves even further as we head into the new year of 2024. So be careful what you say, because you are always listening. That is my takeaway of the year.
I love it. Be careful what you say, do, think, feel, and believe that are stored in your subconscious, which holds 40,000 of the same thoughts every day, communicates with your epigenetic layer of your quantum being, your genetic and energetic inheritance that's passed on, not just every day repetitively to yourself, but passed on to everyone around you, and even passed on to the next generation. And so understanding that what we say, do, think, believe, and feel is not only 80% of it negative, inherent in our subconscious, but 90% repetitive. And so we want to create the greatest exponentiality of outcomes, results, and consequences, you know, making sure we're very aware of the action, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that we have in alignment where we want to be better. That's a great takeaway, my friend. All right, let's get into the community. Let's see and get exposure to what people have been exposed to and has resonated with them each and every day here for the year. So, Nick, bring up our first friend.
Absolutely. And we have an abundance of requests. So thank you so much for everybody in the community.
Hey guys, good morning. Thanks for having me. Excited to share, obviously. Takeaway, it's been just an incredible year, and I really appreciate this community and what the community can grow. I'm pulling it up here. One of the things I wanted to share was a quote that was recently shared. It just really resonated with me as I kind of look back and kind of identify the impact that it's made on my life and kind of to that self-talk piece as well that you share as well, Nick. So just give me one second. I don't want to make sure I butcher it as well. So give me a moment. Sorry. Here it is. Impressions are determined by today's impressions. And that takeaway just really, that quote really resonated with me. It really made me think, obviously, the language and the words that we say to ourselves is in the impact that today can make on tomorrow. So there's my takeaway, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I appreciate this community as always.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, Mike. And I learned that takeaway from a guy named Blaine Bartlett, who's one of my mentors. And to that measure, beyond the subconscious that hosts 40,000 same thoughts, what influences those 40,000 of the same words, actions, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings is the daily inputs that we have. And if we're repetitive enough, as you know, within the context of our neural pathways, it takes a minimum of 21 days of repetitive behavior in order to create a neural pathway, which creates the repetitive positivity, not negativity, within our unconscious and subconscious, is the idea of today's impressions, our behaviors today, are tomorrow's expression. And it would be indicative in the conscious level that we have daily practices or a habit machine in order to control our nature as human beings and our capabilities of human beings in order to effectuate a more positive trajectory, a more positive result, outcome, or consequence. And so within the context of that idea of today's impress, we want to make sure that our impressions are positive so that our expressions are positive. And that, once again, will shorten the distance between your behavior and the outcome, results, and consequences that we want are better. I love that one as well, Mike. And that is a great one to carry forward with our community and, of course, with yours. Thank you so much for always being here. Nick, who's up next?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do a quick reset of the room here. We are about to round out the first quarter of what is the Severity Empowering Training and, of course, Power Hour with the one and only David Meltzer. So thank you so much for everybody for joining us. Of course, today's topic is the takeaway of the year. So as you hear so many incredible takeaways shared, if you would like to share yours as well, feel free to use the hand in the lower right-hand corner of your screen to request to join the stage, or if you are already on stage, feel free to send me a message in the room chat so we can make sure to get all of these takeaways in. Now, with that said, I'm going to pass it over to Robin, who's been patiently waiting. So, Robin, happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us, and feel free to unmute yourself and your takeaway of the year.
Nick, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling on me to speak today. Hi, David.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody. So actually, David hit what I was going to talk about as my biggest takeaway. It's really falling in love with that invisible progress. Funny enough, I reminded myself about this last night as I was reflecting on my day and my week so far. So just emptying your mind and allowing your cup to have new thoughts and new ideas in. And just saying this to new opportunities and the betterment of yourself, and believing in having that faith in you that, yes, the progress is happening, the change is happening, whether or not you see that initial evidence of it. So that's definitely has been a huge takeaway for me this year. And as far as saying yes to yourself is basically just the growth that I've had this past year, realizing that I want to say yes to myself and choose, make my decisions and live my life what's going to serve me best instead of serving others, whereas I was pouring out and I wasn't receiving as much. I wasn't taking care of myself and putting myself first. So that's been another huge takeaway for me. And I'm very proud of that. So
yeah, we can't give what we don't have, and taking care of ourselves so we can take care of others. And I love the idea of loving the invisible progress. And when loving the invisible progress consistently and persistently in the pursuit of our potential, we also become aware of the invisible assumptions that we've made. And some invisible assumptions are creating interference between us and our potential, and some are accelerants, aggregators, and they allow us to compound the results, the outcomes, the touches of favor, the consequences that we do want are better. And so understanding and raising awareness to the invisible love and the invisible progress and the invisible assumptions are a great takeaway for everyone. And it requires, like I said, great wisdom, great faith in order to do so. And so if we seek wisdom and we seek faith, we're going to get what we seek. And I want all of us to put that attention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, what we want in the context of wisdom and faith to shorten the between our behaviors and the results, outcomes, and consequences that we want are better. That is incredible, Robin. I wish you a great new, great holiday. Enjoy yourself. And next year is going to be even better and better for all of us. Nick, why don't you go ahead? Anybody would like, by the way, the habit machine that I've created in order to help people effectuate shortening that distance, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We'd be happy to send that to you, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick, go ahead, our next friend.
Beautiful. Let's keep it rocking and rolling here. I'm going to pass it over to Eric, who's been patiently waiting here on stage. So, Eric, happy Friday. Thanks so much for joining us. Feel free to unmute yourself to share your takeaway of the year.
Hey, happy New Year, everybody. I have three quick ones. Just I'm trying to practice to learn how to surrender and trust, even in my driving, just in every action that I'm doing. And I've struggled with that a lot. Getting out of my comfort zone is something that I've fallen back into this cocoon, and learning out of my comfort zone. Recently, I'm trying to do a retreat for people that are elderly in recovery, can't afford to go to these retreats. So that's mindfulness, yoga, acupuncture, and I started putting together this thing to do monthly, and it's amazing how many people reach out and are wanting to help to put this together. And that when you want to help others and you want to give and do the right thing, really, you know, put that out there, the universe will just give you the right people, and it just all comes together. Thank you, everybody. Okay.
Beautiful.
Amazing. Let's keep your rocket and rolling.
Yeah, I'm going to take one on the webinar. We're blessed to be on our 25th year of doing a end of the year training. We've done training for over 24 years, rounding into 2024, conveniently enough. I'm going to take one here from Tanya. She said to continue to forgive my parents. Oh, as it moves on. There we go. Continue to forgive my parents and just be the best version of myself I can be. Basically, don't turn into my parents and be of service always. You know, what's so difficult is the ignorant arrogance of people who love us the most. And when we utilize forgiveness as a reflection of our love that we have for our parents instead of resistance for our parents, you know, there's three stages that we go through with our parents. One is at first we idolize them. And then second stage is we demonize them. And then the third stage is we humanize them with forgiveness as we create the situational knowledge and experience of how difficult it is to be perfect. And when we start off stage one with an image, an idealistic vision of our parents and a perfection, our immediate reaction when we realize that they are human is demonization. And then through forgiveness, a reflection of the love that we have for our parents, humanization. But more importantly, what we want to do is understand forgiveness will heal all of the ignorant arrogance of our parents. And when I say ignorant arrogance of our parents, is there's two types of ignorant, arrogant people. Remember, ignorant people don't know what they don't know. Ignorant, humble people know that they don't know what they don't know, and they let others know that they don't know what they don't know. But ignorant, arrogant people pretend like they do. And there's two motivations behind. One are the haters of the world that are hurt, and hurt people. So they utilize ignorant arrogance in order to project their hurt onto us and attack us and hate us and do unkind things. And then the most dangerous, though, for me is this parent takeaway. Where our parents love us so much, and for all of us that are parents, I'm sure it will resonate with you. And because our parents love us so much inherently, genetically, they're more afraid for them. They're more afraid for us than they are for anything. And therefore, when they give us advice, they actually are projecting their fear. Fear creates interference, and when they do so. And so we have to forgiving for the good intentions of our parents for loving us so much and projecting their insecurity or their fear upon us. And so forgiveness is an action of love that heals the ignorant arrogance, that heals the interference that they've created by wanting more for us and for loving us and being more afraid for us. And so I want you to use forgiveness as a reflection of your love. And I want you to work in even the unforgivable, and forgiveness will heal all, especially with sense for the idolization, demonization, and humanization process that we go through, relationships that we have with our parents. And so I encourage everyone to utilize forgiveness for everyone in 24 as the world becomes more superior and superior, as we will heal that and reaffirm the holiness of oneness, of a unified, abundant, infinite system that we all belong to, utilizing forgiveness as the reflection of love, utilizing forgiveness still the idolization, demonization, and humanization process of parenting, whatever it may be, utilize forgiveness to heal all wounds. Thank you. What a great takeaway here on the webinar. We are rolling and moving. Nick, why don't you bring up our next friend?
Absolutely. We will keep it rocking and rolling live here on Clubhouse. Brent, who has been patiently waiting. So, excuse me, Brent, feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the year. Welcome. Oh, Brent, the unmute button is in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. If you have any difficulties, we can, of course, come back to you as well. Looks like Brent is having some here, so I will pass it over to Ron, who is patiently waiting. Ron, thanks so much for joining us each and
every day. Hey, Nick, how are you so sure they're patiently waiting? What if they're not patient?
I know Ron is very, very patient, especially because he's here each and every Friday. So, Ron, thanks so much for joining us, and feel free to share your takeaway.
You got it, and you are right, because that is one of my takeaways from this year is patience. In the beginning of this year, of 2023, I was stuck. I was a little lost, and then somehow the universe connected me with you, Dave, and then your terrific crew. And now I have learned to be more persistent, consistent, like you teach us. The things that are happening to me are just amazing. And then obviously gratefulness, because I kept feeling like, why are bad things happening to me, and, you know, or not the right things. And then the most important thing that I've learned, Dave, that you've taught me, is to stop trying to control the outcome, where I always pushed, where, you know, all right, I want it now, I want it to be done sooner, whatever it would be. And since studying under you, Coach, you know, it's just my blood pressure has gone down physically. Like, my doctor has seen different things than me, and I'm just not as stressed about trying to control things and letting the universe do its work. And so patience, gratitude, and most of all, understanding other people's what they're going through in life. You know, we started our nonprofit this year, and it opened up my eyes even more to, unfortunately, what people are going through every single day. And so, Dave, you've opened up my heart for a level, and I'm very excited to see what next year brings. So, love you, Coach.
I love you, too. And I love the takeaway of forgiveness, gratitude, and patience, as Raghu also had mentioned here on the webinar, as the multicast is going out everywhere for takeaways of the year. But it is difficult to understand the reconciliation, Ron, of being a ferocious Buddha. And when I say being a ferocious Buddha, it's how is it that each day I can, you know, have the determination and the discipline and the persistence, but yet not care about outcomes, or not attach my emotions to the outcome, or not get impatient about the outcomes, results, and consequences. That's why what I try to teach in my takeaways, putting that distance with wisdom and faith, but even more importantly, understanding the reconciliation of the time zones that occur when you understand surrender. I surrender to the past because it's infinite, and I give it the meaning that I want to give it in order to help me get to where I want to be or better. But I also surrender to the future, number one, by increasing or expanding my own self-image, notating that I'll never overachieve my own self-image, but more importantly, that I am incapable of understanding or knowing the progress that I'm making each day. and I'm incapable of knowing or understanding that outcome of each day, that result of each day, the consequences that I am aware of each day, I'm incapable of understanding or knowing how they're protecting, promoting, and loving me. And so it requires wisdom and faith in order to remind, remember, and recollect that it is protecting, promoting, and loving me, even if it's completely divergent from what I think I want in the future. And those impressions today create the expressions tomorrow. And if I can utilize them in faith as you have this year, there's actually a physical, a biochemical, biotomical result. And it's called dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. It's a dose of happiness. And when I met you, for example, and so many others who I, they're full cortisol, inflammation, interference. And what it does is it sucks and bleeds you of your light. It sucks and bleeds you of your love. It sucks and bleeds you of the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that you're connected to and through. And it sucks out the wisdom and faith, and it contributes to an exponentiality of negative behavior and negative progress, which creates negative consequences, results, and outcomes. And you've been an incredible student of mine through 2023. And I know that the consequences, results, and outcomes are exponential for those who are consistent in the mindset, heart, and hand set of that wisdom and faith. And being persistent in that pursuit has allowed you to not only pursue in passion, purpose, and profitability your potential, but reach closer and closer each day. And I have all the gratitude, love, and forgiveness in my heart for you, your family, and the community that you're building and everything that you're doing. Thank you, Ron. Happy New Year. We love you. Nick, we're at halftime right here as your Lions are waiting to go to the playoffs and maybe win the NFC. We'll be seeing them in the playoffs and wondering what they're going to do at halftime. Why don't you represent the Lions and give us a little halftime speech or set the stage for the second half?
My pleasure, and boy, oh boy, am I excited about those Lines. With that said, everybody, as David said, we are halftime here of David Meltzer's Power Hour with the Breakfast with Champions community, the best in clubhouse. It is 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. And as we continue to take these incredible, or share these incredible takeaways of the year, please make sure that if you would like to share, you are requesting to join the stage or sending me a message in the room chat, and we will, of course, aim to bring you up. But with that, David, I am just overwhelmed with the abundance in terms of insights through the takeaways, let alone the requests. So I suggest let's keep it rocking and rolling live here on Clubhouse, and then we can take another one from the webinar shortly afterwards. Does that sound fair?
That sounds more than fair. Who's up next?
Beautiful. Let's keep it rolling. We have Christina, who has joined the stage, or excuse me, Christine. So Christine, feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the year. Oh, Christine, the unmute button is. Oh, there we go.
Oh, good morning. Hope everyone is having a wonderful holidays season. My great takeaway of the year is learning how to be more consistent. I am a nurse by profession, and I'm transitioning into developing and building my own brand, and just coming into this room, every morning, most mornings, I've learned so much what it takes to be a world-class entrepreneur. So just learning how to be patient and to enjoy the moment. And my word for the 2024 year is going to be joy. So I've decided to enjoy the moment and find joy in every day, and especially building this new brand. So I love listening to the experts in this room, especially you, David. Always kind of like that. I think you give some of the most phenomenal advice. I just always miss the beginnings. But yeah, that's my takeaway, is to be more consistent and just find joy in every moment of your life. So that's what I wanted to say.
That's beautiful, and I appreciate that. And I want to remind everyone, first of all, thank you for services as well. Just always grateful for those people that have serviced others. And as a reminder, coming from the service industry, that although we do put everyone else first, the best way to put everyone else first is to put ourselves first, so we can give more to others as well. And I know teachers and nurses and doctors and first responders and our vets and our military active and spouses of military, et cetera, and spouses of service, their biggest challenge is to remember to take care of themselves as well. So I want to make sure that as a reminder of that. And then as far as building a brand, you know, I think it's really important to know our own essence in understanding the size, scope, and scale of the audience of the millions of people that will resonate with us. And although millions of people resonate with us, if we're consistent, 10% of those millions of people will love us no matter what, but also 10% won't. And we're like Tabasco in a wound. And that's why what other people think of us is our business. And forgiveness is a great agent to those percent that just don't resonate with us. And then through consistency, being able to raise the spectrum, the powerful message, the clarity of the message with the 80%, will build that community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And a brand is built by its essence and community. And if you're not focused in on your essence, your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, and resonating, just like Noah grew his community with his ark, you are building your community with Voice of Champions and other platforms out there, in person, on the phone, via email, and media, social and traditional, building that community of people that want to help each other, people that can help each other, that resonate with your essence, your skills, your knowledge, and your desire. Happy New Year. What a brilliant takeaway for everyone to share coming into 2024.